Music from Augustana, there, Boston, coming from the album All the Stars and Boulevards. This Friday morning, you are with Jenny and Blake.
So excited. This week kind of went fast for me. Did it go fast for you? I don't know.
It went very fast.
Like it flew by.
It was lovely.
I know. 7:50 right now, 59 degrees, clear skies, 70 for a high today, windy and rainy, possibly, by the time you drive home this afternoon.
We are joined in the studio by Dawn with our movie night traffic lights.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You know, maybe it's Tuesday, Blake, and they just haven't told you yet.
Well, Jenny did say on Wednesday that it was Monday.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I had one of those weeks this
maybe that's
week.
What it is.
I just felt off the whole, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it has
felt
been like, one of those weeks, so really.
But
yeah,
it's kind of nice when it gets to Friday and it's not as if you have been like dying the whole time.
It's actually here and it came quick and the end of the week.
Exactly.
And it's time for the new movies, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the big one hitting theaters this weekend is The Golden Compass. And Jenny, you're looking forward to hearing all about this
I am because this
the trailers are pretty awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Another one. It feels like it's in the same vein of The Chronicles of Narnia.
Yep.
And then also kind of like, I love The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it kind of does have all that feel, and it's actually based on the first book of a series of books written by Philip Pullman, and I'll tell you about him a little bit more in a second, but it takes place in an alternate universe where everybody's souls exist outside your bodies in the form of an animal, which is kind of interesting.
What? Say
yeah,
that again.
Your soul, it isn't inside your body, it's outside your body in the form of an animal.
Well, isn't it fun to look around and think, what animal would your soul be?
Yeah.
Or just like watch other people and be like, I think you'd be a chipmunk.
Yeah, there is a chipmunk in the movie. Yeah, so, you know, if there's a really strong person, they might have a leopard.
What if you were just an insect?
Yeah.
And I don't know, you might feel kind of bad.
Maybe your soul's a bird, and your soul was outside your body this morning. She woke up, there was a bird in her bathroom.
There was a bird in my bathroom.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, we won't get into it, but my cat, brought a bird.
And her cat spent all night trying to get the bird in the bathroom.
And the bird was too high for him to jump.
Yeah.
So basically, all night I heard this odd fluttering and stuff. And then finally, when I woke up and went into my bathroom in the morning, I turned the light on, and there was a bird staring directly at me.
Oh my gosh!
On my shower curtain rod. So
and it tried to peck her eye out.
No, it didn't.
Well, maybe you crossed into this alternate universe.
Right.
Maybe you stepped into the Golden Compass world.
I just embellished that last part. She just didn't really try to peck her eye.
No.
Right,
I can't believe you waited till the morning to figure out what was going on in your bathroom, though. I think I'd be wondering, what the heck?
Well, it's dark and it was cold, and I was like, I don't want to know what's going
on. You were safe under your covers.
I just want this to be over.
And the boogeyman will be gone in the morning.
Right.
All right. Well, the movie, it stars Nicole Kidman, Daniel Craig, and a new actress that we've never seen before, and her name is Dakota Blue Richards. And it's set in England, and Dakota plays an orphan. And she's befriended by this really, really powerful woman who's Nicole Kidman. And before she leaves the orphan, orphanage with Nicole, here's a clip of one of her caretakers giving her the Golden Compass.
It's for you, Lyra.
What is this?
An alethiometer, also known as a Golden Compass. It was given to the college by Lord Asriel many years ago, and now I'm giving it to you. I feel you are meant to have it.
What's it for?
Tells the truth.
Dun, 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 dun.
Blake's been memorizing those lines all morning.
It's for you, Ira.
It's an alethiometer.
Alethiometer.
You guys are doing that really well. Well, anyway, it turns out that children are being kidnapped for medical experimentation to rid them of their souls. And it's up to this little Dakota to go figure out how to save them. So she's going to need the help of that Golden Compass and witches and talking bears and even Daniel Craig. So it's, you know, really kind of an adventure for her. And the movie, it does look very Chronicles of Narnia-ish. It has that really, really beautiful special effects, and it has a lot of stuff like that going on. It also feels
a little bit mystical.
It is hard to follow. Yeah. But I will tell you first, though, that the little girl, she's never been in a movie before, and she does really, really well in this movie. And Nicole Kidman, very beautiful, and Daniel Craig in his blue eyes.
Is it kind of the movie that...
There's something for everyone.
Yeah, but they enhance that with the, you know... special
no, they
effects.
Don't.
Oh yeah.
No way.
Because he really has brown eyes.
Sure.
But the movie itself, yeah, it's for kids,
well,
isn't it?
Well, it kind of is. But I'll tell you, the problem with it is exactly what you were just saying, though. It's very, very confusing because it's not like the Harry Potter movies where everybody's read the books or they know what the story is before you go see the movie.
But is this the kind of movie like where it might be the first installment into a series?
Absolutely. Yeah, they leave it wide open for a sequel. And I think what they're really going to do is try to see how this movie does. They spent $150 million on this movie, so if they make enough money, they're going to go make another one.
Wow.
Yeah, but because people haven't seen it, they are very confused. And they give you a whole lot of different terminology you've never heard of, ideas you've never heard of before. In fact, before now, living here in the desert, I thought I pretty much knew what dust was. Now I have no idea.
Really?
But I kind of think the confusion might be a little bit intentional because the kids are going to want to know what it all means and they're going to want the books. And that's where all of the controversy comes in with this movie is Philip Pullman, who wrote the books, is a self-professed atheist. And the books,
that's right.
Yeah, and the books themselves have the theme in them that God is dead, which I don't really get. And that's confusing for me, too, because I kind of thought atheism was God doesn't exist.
Exists.
And if you think God is dead, then you would have had to acknowledge that God exists. So I don't really know. And I'm kind of curious. So what,
Well, so whatever. It's a movie. It's his perspective on things.
It is his perspective, but that atheism doesn't clearly come out in the movie. So if you want to go see the movie, just go see the movie and don't read the books. In fact, there was an interview where he was saying that
you oughtn't endorse not reading.
Well, the problem is though is I think the timing of this movie is intentional because if you read the books, those books are about anti-God at the time of Christmas. So it's very interesting timing for the release of this movie, but they toned all that down in the movie. So the movie, it's confusing, but if you like the talking animals and the beautiful special effects, the kids are probably going to really like it from that perspective, and the characters are interesting. Talking bears are really cool, so all that stuff is nice. Yeah, it's just there's more going on that, is controversial.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
But these books, the Golden Compass books, have been very popular
in England.
In England.
Yeah, and the series of books is called The Dark Materials.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is there a larger population in England now that doesn't believe in God because they read the books?
I don't know. I haven't been over there to figure it out.
That's true. It is just a book and it is just a perspective.
That's
so
right.
Harm done in exploring other perspectives.
Where are we at on the traffic light here?
Center Movie Night traffic light. The Golden Compass is a yellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Proceed with caution.
That's right.
So what's happened next weekend?
Well, next weekend we're starting to ramp up for the big Christmas season, and the ones that are coming out next weekend is Atonement with Keira Knightley and I Am Legend with Will Smith. I love Will Smith.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have a premiere of a movie called P.S. I Love You.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen that yet?
No, but I will be seeing it soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
The premiere is coming up on Tuesday night.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Coming up, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to the sold-out Modest Mouse and Matt Costa show at the Rialto Theater Tuesday night. Stick around.
Seems like after you shell out a small fortune for the latest electronic wonder, you keep shelling out fees. Not so with HD Radio, because you get to listen to more stations in CD quality with no monthly fees. Discover nationwide HD Radio retailers at HDRadio.com.
If you thought Walmart prices couldn't get lower, get to Walmart for secret in-store specials this Friday, like an exclusive pink iPod Shuffle for less than $79. Check out all their secret in-store specials on Walmart.com today, and don't miss out.